Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Masalgo, your host for a very special in-studio session on WNRN. We're at In Your Ear Studio in Richmond today with I'm With Her, the Grammy-winning group comprised of three stellar musicians. You're going to hear Aoife O'Donovan, Sarah Jarosz, and Sarah Watkins. Their new record is out now. It's called Wild and Clear and Blue. It's available on Rounder Records. They and Iron and Wine will be performing tonight in Richmond at Lewis Ginner Botanical Gardens, part of the Groovin' in the Garden series. Ken Pomeroy is going to be opening that show. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
How about we just get things started with a song?
We like that.
Where the water used to flow, it's now rivers on the mountainside, but the fireflies are glow. I find my way to you in the wonder and the noise, second guessing every choice, a familiar voice. I'll find my way to you. With the wind between the leaves, a little rustle at my feet, through the shadows of the trees, I find my way to you. Palomino's at my side. I got nothing to hide. She's wild and weary eyed. I find my way to you.
I'm With Her in studio on WNRN. That's a song from their new album, Wild and Clear and Blue. It's available now on Rounder Records. They are co-headlining a show tonight at Lewis Ginner Botanical Gardens in Richmond with Iron and Wine. I've got a question that sounds really simple, but I bet it's going to be a complicated question. You guys, all three of you have very complicated lives separately, careers, personal lives. How do you do this together? How do you find the time and what is it that motivates you to do this together as I'm With Her?
Well, there's a lot of forward thinking and planning that's involved. I mean, this record that we just released in May, we actually started writing in the fall of 2021. So, you know, there were three writing sessions. It was a lot of kind of looking into the future and saying, okay, when can we set aside some time that we can really just be together and be present with each other and really start to figure out what we want to say with this album. And so yeah, it was fall of 21, 22, 23. We had really special writing sessions, and then we recorded the album in two sessions in 2024. So a lot of, yeah, looking at our calendars and figuring out when we can be together.
Do you find you have to work face-to-face, or are you able to do things remotely as well?
Definitely creatively, it's always better to be face-to-face. We also genuinely enjoy each other's company, so these writing sessions are very, you know, collaborative in the creative sense, but also we love to hike together, we love to cook together, we love to just, you know, go shopping, drink wine, just have a good time together, which really I think you can hear in the sort of camaraderie and friendship.
You
it
hear
comes
the shopping
through in the
a lot. The shopping really the comes through. I think though that also like a lot of the writing happens during those times. Not it's unofficial writing, but like the conversations that happen while you're making dinner. Like these in household, this is where like the good stuff comes out too, right? Like over meals and when you're cleaning up and just like doing the little simple things. And that's how it often happens for us as well, where we will work tight hours, like 10 to 5 with a lunch break. But then after that and before that, you know, you're kind of like your thoughts are still winding around and you can bounce the ideas off each other. And it feels like one long, it's like the whole thing is the writing process, I think.
Sarah, I think you came into this relationship first when you were like 9 years old. Right.
Me, yeah. Sarah. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes. I met Sarah Watkins when I was 9 and you were 19, and it was at a little festival near where I grew up in Central Texas. Yeah, and then I met Aoife a few years after that. I was about 14 years old. And y'all met the same year that I met Sarah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I was 18 when I met you.
At the Philadelphia Folk Fest, yeah.
Wow, it's amazing that you have such a comfortable relationship. It really does show in your music. Would you like to give us another song?
We would love to. This is a song from the new record called Year After Year, and this is actually the last one that we wrote. It was the final song of the batch, and it's the last song on the record, and we've been closing shows with it, and it's it has this celebratory vibe.
Yeah. I'm up in LA, we're here living our lives, here's a slipping away, days are flying. Now
I'm with her live in studio on WNRN. That's another song from their new album, Wild and Clear and Blue, which is available now on Rounder Records. They'll be playing with Iron and Wine tonight at Lewis Skinner Botanical Gardens in Richmond. I know that you talked about your relationship in songwriting, but it's got to be a challenge with three skilled songwriters coming together trying to make everything work out. Do you ever have songs that you have to abandon or that you just can't come up with a common thread on them?
It's never that we can't come up with a common thread. I think there are... When that happens, it's pretty evident early on. Like, when we come together, if there's like a, you know, we'll be sitting all across from each other and we all kind of like throw out ideas and some of them get picked up by the other two and some of the, occasionally it might just not be inspiring and we just move on to the, it's like just, you know, following the stream of enthusiasm, basically, I
there's
think.
There's never been a moment for starting where somebody's something. Really been like, no, let's do this. And the other two are kind of like, eh, like that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I feel like one of the reasons we wanted to become a band, I mean, other than the natural just vocal blend that we noticed early on was kind of, you know, before we were writing together, we were arranging other songs together. And so it's always felt like this really natural flow with arranging and writing. And yeah, I don't feel like we've actually come up against that many crossroads in that capacity. And it's just... it's really easy when the three of us are together to kind of move through things and move past things that don't work and just kind of gel with ideas and follow those through.
We want everybody to be excited about it. Like, I don't want to do something that Jeroz and Aoife don't want to do, and every night I know they're bummed. Like, that sounds terrible to me. So, like, I want to play stuff that they're excited about too, and I think it goes all that way. And we all have other projects, so I mean, if there's something that we did feel strongly about, like there's plenty of other outlets for it. And that's not what this is about. This is about the music that that all happens when we find like a common motivation and a common goal and excitement and stuff.
Now I get it. You two Sarahs call each other by your last name, right?
Yeah.
I got to remember that
Watkins
if I ask a question. All right, for those of you here in the audience, you might have noticed there's one guy sitting in the front. And no, he didn't actually get here first. He didn't bring a guitar to pretend to be part of the group. This is Sam Bean from Iron and Wine, and he's joining us today as well.
Hey.
You may have heard on WNRN a great collaborative song between these two groups. Sam, can you speak to that song for us?
I will. I had a song banging around called Robin's Egg that I hadn't quite finished then. Started sniffing around these girls' schedules, see if they were available this summer to do some shows, and they said yes, thankfully. And so I was like, you know what, let's finish this song up with, you know, it's fun to have a song where different people tell the narrative because it's a little more complicated. And so that's basically it.
We heard
you guys
the song
are doing
we
great
like,
up here, by the way.
We heard this song. He sent us this song, and we were really into it.
Because I pretended like I was you, and I was singing your parts.
Let's hear that one now.
Let's do. You guys hear that okay? Turning all the turtles over, left our roses red. I got blue and Lucy Goosey, you went Robin's Egg. Every day we woke up just in case, hair combing. And a plan to fall apart. And as much you gave me all your trust, at least to the me I was, and kinda still now and then. To hear you tell it now sounds like a thorny crown that Jesus all dumped out late at night by the road. Milk gets spilled and all our shoes get filled when all our time is killed. Don't you wanna say we did it for love when that's what it was? If that's what it was, that's supposed to be a falsetto part. Was whatever it was.
You got blue and Lucy Goosey. I went Robin's Egg. Disagree, but I pushed out to sea with only guarantees. They just broke like bread, hands in the cookie
jar till we played our cards right over the handlebars till we both said, whoa, whoa. We did it for love when that's what it was, if that's what it was. Whatever it was.
Is it dreaming? Ain't so harmless. Some go to your head.
You got blue and Lucy.
We are live in studio on WNRN with I'm With Her and Iron and Wine. That's their new collaborative song. Sam's got a new record. Iron and Wine album came out last year called Light Verse. You can find that on Sub Pop Records. They're co-headlining tonight's show at Lewis Ginter Botanical Gardens, part of the Groovin' in the Garden series. Sam, you mentioned that you were knocking around some ideas about you guys touring together this summer.
Yeah.
What led you to that idea? Do you guys have a history together?
Because they're awesome.
Well... ask a silly question.
You just try to find something that'll be, you know, a little different. You know, there's a lot of bearded dudes I could tour with that I sound like, or they sound like me, however you want to slice it. But, you know, just something that is in the similar world, but also different and unique. So, obviously, their three-part harmonies are amazing. They're good friends. We all have a lot of mutual friends. So we've hung out sometimes before.
It's been fun doing the collaborations during the show because there's not any redundancy, really. It feels like the two bands connect. I mean, like, there are two fiddles. That's cool. Like, where there is overlap, it turns into a fun moment. But I don't know. Like, we love playing with you guys so much. It's been a great collab.
You guys are amazing. Thank you.
And I think musically speaking, when we get up there at the end of the night, Sam always says, this is the best part of the night. And it's really true, not just for the audience, but for us, we're looking forward to it. Like, yeah. The whole show, we're just looking forward to getting to that part in the set when we all get to do this thing that feels very vibrant and not phoned in and not boring. It feels like, oh gosh, this is so, it's really exciting.
Super fun. I think tonight we're just going to cut to the chase and just play 30 minutes. We're just going to, yeah, just give you a bang for the buck.
Yeah.
Well, we've only got time for one more song, but I think you said now that we got the most exciting part coming up. Collaborative song between the two groups.
Yeah, he's setting it up. Okay, thanks. No pressure. All right. All in good time, I gave it my best. I was alone till I found myself. Grew up to be a man, more or less. All in good time.
All in good time, I drifted away. I ran my mouth till I had nothing to say. You broke my heart, but I was okay. All in good time.
All in good time, I trusted my eyes. Treated my losses like clouds in the sky. Finally picked on someone my size. All in good time.
All in good time, I followed my nose. Learned where to bleed when the night comes to blows. Tried on your love, then I folded those clothes. All in good time.
Throw your bread to falling birds. Bury friends in wasted words. Something wants to eat us all.
Life.
All in good time, my angel came back. paid us some money, but that didn't last.
We couldn't cry, but we could laugh, all in good time.
All in good time, we felt like a star.
We closed our eyes, we opened our arms,
ran off the road in our own stolen car. All in good time.
Time, and that's what it was. Mistook the cash and the mattress for love.
Dropped all our weapons and we shrank from the blood. All in good time.
All in good time with nothing to prove.
We took the bait, we lost the tooth.
No one believed it, but we told the truth. All in good time.
I told my future by reading your lips.
You wore my ring till it didn't fit. All in good time.
All in good time,
we suffered enough.
We met our muscle, push came to shove.
Slept on that broken glass under the rug. All in good time.
Dance until we both collapse. Wishing we could hide our tracks. Something wants to eat us all alive. All in good time, we'll remember when. Say our goodbyes and our hellos again.
Puff and we'll puff till they let us in. All in good time. All in good time, we'll land on our feet.
Your mother will sigh and my soldier will sleep.
Swim in the ocean, fishes set free. All in good time.
We'll swim the ocean. All in good time.
Sam, you weren't kidding. That one gave me goosebumps. We're with I'm With Her and Iron and Wine in studio, live on WNRN. Sam, Aoife, Sarah Watkins, Sarah Giroux, thanks so much for being with us here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Iron and Wine, I'm With Her, playing tonight at Lewis Ginner Botanical Gardens in Richmond, part of the Groovin' in the Garden series. Ken Pomeroy is going to be opening that show, and they both have new albums. Wild and Clear and Blue is available now on Rounder Records from I'm With Her, and Iron and Wine's new Light Verses on Sub Pop. Thanks so much for joining us today for WNRN. I'm Bob Misago. Big thanks to Carlos and the team here at In Your Ear Studios, our WNRN staff, all of our WNRN members and friends who are here today, and a big thank you to everyone who's listening. For WNRN, I'm Bob Misago.